Now to letters from the Evening News, which this week comment on parking, both at our local hospital and outside schools.
John Fox of Spixworth comments about parking changes at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. As a regular visitor, I have noticed some recent changes to the parking facilities, not for the better. Perhaps Simon Hackwell, Director of Strategy, could explain how the obviously exorbitant costs of new LED-lit barriers and sparkly QR code ticket dispenser machines have benefited users. Perhaps he could also explain why they are, in my opinion, so ergonomically bad. Where previously a big green button on the touch screen was used, we now have a small, unlit, chrome, bezelled button below the screen, almost out of reach of van and SUV drivers, and also most too small for my fingers. As for the new payment machines, which don't want to accept contactless payment, why is the PIN keypad so low down, vertical, and so small? You can't see the screen and have to squat down or be seated or kneel to enter your number. Is this supposed to be convenient for someone? Who? The whole design is a disaster. By the way, I was interested in the new multi-storey car park too. Why is it so far away from the hospital buildings? If patients are fit enough to walk that far, perhaps most of them don't need hospital treatment. If it is for visitors, perhaps the parking near the main building needs to be reserved for outpatients only.
Still on the subject of hospital parking, Marcus Moore of Sprowston writes that using the bus is an option. One of the region's hospitals is set to hike the cost of patients and visitor parking just months after doing the equivalent for its staff. The Norfolk and Norwich University Teaching Hospital has announced an increase to its car parking charges for the first time in 7 years, with an extra £1.30 more to pay, depending on how long the stay. I am encouraging more patients, visitors and volunteers to use the Pink Line bus service 11 and 12 as an alternative, which runs frequently up to every 10 to 15 minutes, less frequently at weekends.
In reply, Mary White of Norwich says the hospital bus is not an option for her. Marcus Moore is fortunate having a bus direct to the hospital, which is convenient. For the rest of us, having to change at Castle Meadow is a lottery. Having tried on various occasions, I no longer do it. The 11 or 12 are not reliable, often delayed or do not turn up, and I cannot afford to miss appointments, so take a taxi and the bus home afterwards. We used to have a direct bus, but this was withdrawn some time ago.
Argument is flawed, writes John Thompson, a regional campaigner for Cycling UK. I shook my head despairingly when I read Norfolk County Council councillors are blaming 20-mile-an-hour limits for making the school run more dangerous. It's so flawed it was initially difficult to know where to begin in response. Allowing more parking outside school gates is effectively encouraging driving, the last thing we should be doing. The only way the issue will ever be resolved is to make it more inconvenient to drive and more comfortable to walk and cycle. 20's plenty for us has long argued 20-mile-an-hour zones just outside schools achieve little, partly because traffic is so heavy anyway, even the most reckless drivers have difficulty exceeding 20 miles an hour. But also because it doesn't stop the dangerous parking and manoeuvring. To encourage more school run, walking and cycling, the whole route needs to be 20 miles an hour wherever possible. Where it isn't possible, there needs to be appropriate infrastructure. More positively, I am pleased Norfolk County Council is experimenting with the school street scheme. There were teething problems with getting enough volunteers, but where they did run it, it seems more children walked and cycled. I hope councillors continue to pursue how they can be run with fewer volunteers. Combining them with 20-mile-an-hour limits, where possible, on school-run routes would be the perfect start. The false argument, lowering speed limits makes it more dangerous, is popular with drivers who dislike it. Have councillors been listening to them too much?